don't panic. It's organic. The way that nature intended it. Don't panic.
Hi, everybody. By the way, that's a song that Jeff Garavoy wrote for me. And we have several different versions of it. it's called Don't Panic, It's Organic. I own the copyright to Don't Panic, It's Organic. I don't know if I told you this. I don't want to repeat myself because a lot of times I do repeat myself. I love listening to my voice. Yeah. And now a moment of silence. I got the name Don't Panic, It's Organic, which I do own the copyright to it, in 1956, I think it was, 57, 58, something like that. Because I started doing, let's see, I just have to figure out when I was in the sixth grade. I went into service when I didn't graduate in the ninth grade. I got my GED in the service. I told them I was 18, I was 17, I lied. So when I was 17, I was in the sixth grade. And so if I, you know, you just do addition, I was born in 49, 10 years is 59, then 7 years is 63. So it's 63 or 64, 65, somewhere in there. I was doing my, wait a second, it was in 1969 when I went into the service, I think it was maybe even could have been 68. I think as I'm getting older, my brain is just sort of kablissing. But anyway, I did my business. I was out there guarding, you know, for people, and this guy showed up with it, and he put a sign out: "Do not walk on for 24 to 48 hours with a skull and crossbones." And I put it on the sign, and then he didn't have a mask. I remember that. Then we just spraying and stuff. And then he left the sign. You know, I'm going, holy cow. And I was afraid to come anywhere near the sign because you have to get close enough to read what it was saying. You get intoxified. So I made my own sign and said, "Don't panic," on one side, "It's organic." And I would put that on the front people's lawns that I was at. So that way they wouldn't be running away, because I used to notice people say, "Oh, bring the kids inside, bring the kids inside." I'm going, "What?" Because I was spraying milk. I said, "Lady, I was just spraying milk, coffee." That's all I used to ever really spray, the coffee, cream, and sugar. It's true. I still do to this day make coffee, cream, and sugar for plants. Not all the plants. It depends on what they're using. Coffee, cream, and sugar is a... By the way, I just keep around talking, don't I? I just go... By the way, I still haven't got my teeth in, so I'm really funny. But my teeth are growing, you know, they're doing these drilling where they put the teeth in, but what they really do is they grow bone, and their bone is in the shape of a screw when you screw your teeth in. Cool. I guess they use some super glue and they glue it together, and there's your teeth. Anyway, it sounds funny. So if you want to talk to me, there's a phone line you can call, several different numbers here. One's 888-627-6008. Right? 888. You should just write it down. 888-627-6008. Or 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. Right? It doesn't make a difference what I'm talking about. I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. You see what I'm saying? You call me up as Andy, "Why these birds?" Whatever, I'm happy, because I did have I've been doing radio show for a long time, and one lady did call me up. I live in New York City. The birds are poo-pooing everywhere. There's bird poop here, and we have this thing up there. We have this thing over here, trying to keep them away. I heard you had a really simple solution. What is it? Please tell me. And I told her. So if you want to know what that solution is, you're going to have to call me and ask me that on the air, because then I'm not going to tell you. I'm just going to keep it a secret until I die. Even then, I'll say, "I'm not going to tell you." Oh, I just lost my headgear, because I don't need a headgear, do I? Since nobody's listening to myself other than myself. I have my headgear. I'm thinking that I might hear something, but my engineer brain, he types it up anyway, so I don't need the headgear. That's just why. What a pleasant surprise. No headgear. Oh, I feel so free. Okay. Anyway, I have totally forgot what I was talking about. But Mary, today's show, right? Today's show is what I'm going to be talking about on today's show. I call it much ado. You know how to say much ado about nothing? Well, I call it much ado. Because that's what I'm going to talk to you about. People have, you know, do, believe it or not, they send me the email or questions. And then a lot of times what I do is I put it into my column, because I have a column, and I might be doing another column coming up soon across the United States. My hope is to do a column in different cities, you know. I'm very good at it. So anyway, they send me their, they rather than calling me, they email me. I get the email, I get the questions. It's the same thing with the way people like to listen to the show. Since it's a podcast, it gets downloaded on their computer, their iTunes, their iPod, whatever method you have of listening, right? And so they send in the emails. But because this show is a lot, what we call live, it's alive. One of the things I'm going to do, I haven't figured it out yet, is how to do a voice changer so that my voice comes across very differently. So I could do it into a computer, which changes the voice, which then sends it out on the mic, which then you'll get it, which would be like double. I'll say something, and you know what I mean. I haven't figured it out yet. I have to get a mixer and make it all, because I lived before, I had a little studio, and I put everything together. I had a mixer and had it all mixed in really well, so I could do one thing and it goes through the computer. I like doing the computer as a mixer board, but it just requires room and space and all that stuff. So anyway, if you got questions, talk to me. Otherwise, you can email me, andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. If you don't know how to spell it, go to invisiblegardener.com. If you don't know how to spell it, you won't find it. But maybe what happens is your browser say, you must mean Invisible Gardener. Because that's what happens. I did it once. Just typed it wrong. See what it says. The browser says, hey, I know who you're looking for. Right? Maybe because it's my browser. Maybe because it knows me. I don't know. Just spell Invisible and Gardener right, and you'll be fine. Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. One of the things I want to say also, too, if you do say, see, I have all kinds of things going on always. There's more stuff going on here than any. But I do a business, you know, several different businesses all wrapped up into one thing. The radio show by itself could be a business all by itself. I could do this all by myself. And I did that one in a couple of years, you know. I actually drove to the studios and people actually paid to advertise to be on my show. And I still have the remnant. I call it the remnant, so don't panic. It's organic. It's up on iTunes. I don't know how many thousands of listeners is up there. More, because I've been doing it since the at least 2000, 1989, 80, something like that, you know. It's when I started my website 84 is when I moved, and I don't think I was doing the internet then. No, I wasn't, because, well, let's see, maybe, I don't remember now, because I started doing what's called a bulletin board system. Basically, it was before the internet, so it was like 84, 85, 86, and 80, by 89 or 90, the internet was up and running, I think, could be wrong, could be 2000, because I basically started as a bulletin board system, which basically is a computer that has, I remember the because I'm a computer whiz, it's called Galacta board. Basically, is a board that has little computers built into it, and each computer is all hooked into one system. So you have different phone lines that all have separate lines. People will call in that number, and through that line, they can connect to together in the computer. It's called a bulletin board system. And I did that. I did Don't Panic, It's Organic then, because that's how I started. You know, I got Don't Panic, It's Organic. I started it again. I've gone through this before, so you may have to listen to my old shows. But basically, let's see, 1970, I started a church, because I am an ordained minister. Then from there, I started a educational, because I did a nonprofit. It was a charitable, religious, and educational organization. So the religious, of course, is my own made-up religion, which I'm happy to explain to you someday. Then I started a charitable, of course, you always want to give. I do a lot in terms of giving a lot of different ways. You can always ask me how. I'm happy to help to tell you. And then, of course, educational. I started a Living Institute of Survival Technology, which basically puts into use. And then I started from that came the Invisible Gardener, which puts into use what the Living Institute teaches. And I'm still teaching. See, so yeah. So anyway, on today's show, I'm going to be talking about mulch. But before I do that, and that was a question sent to me by Jack and Christine. Okay, but before I do that, I want to go over some things that's going on to help you. I run a club, and the membership has gone through a lot of scenarios in the sense that I'm always trying to. Well, I started with the bulletin board system, basically a way for members to get together and answer me questions. So a lot of times I'll get the same question over and over again, like, how do I control ants? Well, rather than say it 20 times, I say it once and everybody else gets it. See, I figured out with the bulletin board. So I started with the bulletin board. And then from there, when the internet came on, I've gone through different versions of the online. You know, as the internet develops and people get better at communicating and designing and stuff like that, so the website would change. And so, unfortunately, if you go through one version of the website and do another version of the website, you're trying to do a club, they don't have it built in to transfer all that information on members to the other one. I did a website called Organic Data Bank, which my idea was a library, it's a data bank, right? Members have access to certain aspects of the website to get information, mainly the forum to talk to me, the books and stuff like that. That didn't work out too well. I did it in PHP, spent a lot of money on that, and it's really just not the way to go. So now I'm doing it through WordPress. I'm still doing the membership, still making things available to the members. The members have access to the forums. The members have access to all my books free. They have a discount on whatever products they buy. Lots of different things that a member can get at, which is, people have a thing about not being a member, but look at it this way, okay? You want to save money, right? So you can go out and buy my book, my new book, Don't Panic, It's Organic. It's going to be out soon. If you've been keeping up with what's going on, I actually printed it already. I didn't like it. I halted the press. Stop the press! Now I'm reprinting it again in a new format. It's other than the 6x9, it's now 8.5x11, which is my original book. Was a 6x9, but then I did natural pest control 8.5, and I think I liked the 8.5 better. So then I retypesetting it, redoing it, re-editing, and then my great new friend Igor. Hi Igor, I hope I'm saying it right, man. really edited the book, and it's really looking amazing. So if I've given you the copy before, you want to email me, says I want to get the latest version, and I'm happy to give it to you. If you have we're up to version 112 now. So if you have anything younger than that, you know, earlier versions, just email me. I have version number, blah, blah, blah. And I will email you right back the new version of the book, which is version 112. And then later on today, I'm going to update it to the website so members can get that new version. And also, it's being sold, $20. But here's a lot. Like I said, lots of things going on. So normally it's $20. I have Dances with Ants. That's $20. That right there is very, very important. Have you ever had ants? This is how you control them. Notice how I said the word control, not kill. You have to do like Captain Kirk told Spock. Spock, we're not going to kill today. See? That's all you got to do, right? So anyway, now there's, I've written over 21 books, I do an audio book show. These books, as a matter of fact, for next year, I'm going to go over them again. Maybe Igor will be happy to look at them and correct them for me, or anybody else. Anybody who reads my ebooks, if they see something wrong, just let me know and I will fix it. Okay? I'm the genius here, but I'm not the wordsmith. I'm not the artist. You know, I'm not the engineer, but yet I got to do it. I got to do it. Anyway, so what's going on is that, first of all, I have a newsletter. Okay, so here's what's going on. So people who have been, I had over 8,000 members. I say had because I used to do this without the internet, and people would just pay the it was 55 for a lifetime and 35 for senior, and they would get my book and they would get to call the organic hotline and talk to me. That was the extent of the internet, other than when I started doing the BBS and they started to go online if you had the computer. But 99% of people did not have computers. Still to this day, I don't know, 30-40% of my members are computer illiterate. They don't even do this. I think they do the cell phone, but other than that, they don't touch the computer. So they don't go online, but they can call me on the phone. Okay. Anyway, so like I said, they go through a lot of different changes. People, if you're a member, by the way, and you're once a lifetime, always a lifetime member, and I'm not going to charge you again for you. All you're going to do is say, Andy, I'm a lifetime member, and I trust you. If you want to lie to me, that's up to you. And I will just automatically help you to get into the current version of the website, right? But anyway, what happens is that some of the members return, because I have a setup. If you're a returning member, here's a link that you into the website, lets you design new password, user ID, and password, and so forth. If you're a new member, you decide you want to join, there's a process too that you have to go through. But basically, what happens is that when you join or you return as a member, you have to do a couple of things in order for the website to know it's you. It's just like with Facebook. When you first join Facebook, you got an email that says, "Is this you?" And if you don't click on it, the Facebook and my computer will say, "No, somebody else is taking advantage of your email and is faking it. It's not you." See, so that's pretty much what happened when people have come to join or have they rejoined, is that they did not click on the confirmation email. So you get actually two confirmation emails, one from my website saying, "Is this you?" And you get another email from the newsletter, because I use Constant Contact. Constant Contact says by law, they have to get permission from you to send them the newsletter. See? So if you don't click on those, and what happens is that because both of them are coming from a website and not from an individual, right? My website is sending it and Constant Contact is sending it. All the alarm systems go off, because that's how you get junk mail, you get viruses, all kinds of stuff. And so it goes right into the junk file, and lots of, my Mac does it, but PC does it. And then if you're using AOL or any of these other companies, it goes on their server and they say, junk, you have to unjunk it. And so when you sign up or rejoin and you don't get it, I've originated about 10 times, you got to look for this, you got to look, you don't get this, let me know, right? Okay, because if you don't do that, you're stuck. You may be able to get into the website as a member, because I fixed that. So regardless of what happened, you'll still be able to get in because I trust you. But you are not going to get my newsletters. You're not going to get any information from the website, because initially when you sign up, you get on board, you have to know what to do. That's why I made a members page. Members page. That means this is what you do to get the radio show. That's another story. This is what you do to make sure you get your newsletter coming in. This is how you can talk to me. This is how you use the forum. This is where you get all the free ebooks. This is how you get your discount. All that stuff you won't know unless I tell it to you. And it's in a newsletter form, which I now have. I have set up a PDF file. So when you join, it says read me first. So I'm trying to help you guys here. Okay. Normally you get an email back that you need to confirm. So now I'm putting it in the PDF file, say look for that email, right? So what's happening is a lot of you people signed up and everything and never confirmed. So now you're sitting in some kind of limbo, because you can go to the website if you knew how you get your password. That's another story too, that user ID and password, or your computer may be really old and outdated and that doesn't work, lots of stuff. So I've set it up to help you to do this. But so that's one of the things that's going on. So you're probably, and this is a catch 22, because for example, you might be getting my radio show now only if you were already subscribed to receive my podcast through my website. That means you made it through this web of and you actually subscribed to get my podcast on my website. And so when I do this show, I go and download the file and post it on my podcast, which then you get. See, right? So it means if you listen to it, you already made it through this, and it's very possible you're also getting the newsletter and you don't have any problems. So I'm not really talking to the right people I need to be talking to, which are those folks that are either not getting the podcast or not getting the newsletter, right, who need help. And so it doesn't help me to really tell you anything, but it's very possible that Here's the other thing too. I also have Don't Panic, It's Organic, which is a free podcast. Now it's come to my attention that a lot of folks, when they sign up, went to that podcast on my website and signed up thinking that's the podcast they should sign up for. So if you're getting this Don't Panic, It's Organic podcast, which is the one that I'm doing now at bbsradio.com, it's called Don't Panic, It's Organic. That also is being rebroadcast to my regular Don't Panic, It's Organic podcast people so they can get it. That's a free one. That's available. You can get it anywhere you want to. But if you wanted to, if you're a member, you don't want to be getting the Don't Panic, It's Organic podcast. You want to be getting the members podcast. Members get not only the Don't Panic, It's Organic podcast, but they also get all my other shows that I do as well. Yeah. Okay, so a few people have said, well, wait a minute. How come I'm not getting your Inner Gardening show or your audiobook show? Right? That's because you're getting the Don't Panic, It's Organic free one. You can get that if you want to, but you're not going to get any of the other shows if you're a member. So what I did, I set it up. A few people say, look, I don't want to join. I just want to get all your shows. So we call it subscribed. $2 a month, you'll get it. But also think about that, too, because $2 a month is $24 a year. I don't mind you paying $24 a year. I would love to get a million people doing that. But here's the thing. Right now, it's 50% discount. You go up, you'll see 50% discount. So $20 for a lifetime membership is only $10. So why don't you just pay the $10 for membership? You're going to get that show that you want. But if you don't want to get any of the other shows, you only want the Inner Gardening. I mean, I can understand. You say, well, I only want the music. I don't care about the gardening or anything. So I like your music. So let's just pay this. So maybe what I might do, I don't know how to do this, but maybe the easiest thing to do is, yeah, if you were to join, but you were still, as a member, you would get them all. also, too, you know, you would have to say, Andy, I don't want to get in. I want to join. Well, it doesn't make sense because there's no reason for you to join if you just want the gardening music. And I don't have what I was trying to say is, since it's $2 a month, I don't have a lifetime subscription to it set up. Let me think about how I can set up a lifetime subscription to each of the podcasts individually. So that way, if you only want to get Inner Gardening music, then you should, you know, it's $2 a month, or you can just pay, say, $20 lifetime to get that particular podcast. I'm a genius. I figure it out. But right now, the only way you can do it is $2 a month for the Inner Gardening one, or $2 a month for the Subscribe one, or $2 a month for the Audiobook one, right? You know, and that way you get that specific one, and you don't get anything else. Okay? I know what I could do is I could do a per year, because there was a choice per year, and I'm betting there's a way to do it, just you can maybe do upgrades and eventually do a life one. I'm not, you know, I love to make money. Everybody likes to make money, okay? And I'm not into it for the money, but it's really cool to have a way of money flow, because money, to me, if people pay, look, the business I've been doing for years, they're paying me for my knowledge. And my knowledge is worth a lot of money. Trust me. And the stuff I'm going to eventually give to you, if I ever start talking about stuff other than these things, is important to you. But I do need to get this in order so people understand what's going on, because I have a set up. See, I charge $250 an hour for my consultation fees. Okay? So if you're paying $20 a lifetime for members, I'm giving you my time for free, basically. Because one of the things that members can do is they can call the organic hotline and talk to me. But I love doing this. But at the same time, I got to pay the rent, probably all the other things. As I get older, I'd rather just do this all the time. Just hang out here, do my music, stuff like that, right? Okay, anyway, so let's see. Where are we next? So if you're a member, you should be getting the members podcast. You get them all, okay? The general public, in other words, you're not a member, you should be getting a Don't Panic, It's Organic pre-podcast, okay? If you want to get them all, because what happens is that I do certain shows, and I haven't figured out how to do it on here yet, because anything I do here it's part of the free Don't Panic, It's Organic system, right? So I have special shows that only members get, But the way I would do that is really basically, I know, I guess I could mention other stations, but you know, the talk show station is still on there. I'm still doing that. So that one, it's really easy for me to do a special private show for members, and only the members would get it, right? Okay. Let's see. Okay, so that explains that a little bit. Here's another thing is that if you're a member and you're having a problem logging in, send me email, right? And I will help you through it. I explained to you before that's what was happening is that you signed up and you didn't confirm the, your email. So all I have to do then is to go in the back end when I find you on the database, get you fixed up. And then I'll send you a PDF file which shows you how to get to the members page, which helps you to accessing. A lot of members have been joining, and they go to the store and try to get the book free. That doesn't work that way, okay? It's in the members page. It's a free page. So remember, right now, until January 1st, we have a 50% discount. Take advantage of that, okay? Because a membership is normally $20, $10, okay? There is a Super Seaweed. That alone is $150 for a quart. I'm going to do a show called Super Seaweed and explain to you exactly what's in it, okay? Because my invention is called Super Seaweed. I may have to change the name because I'm going to, you know, with seaweed and the radiation and all that stuff nowadays, it's less and less of it that's really clean. I have a certain amount I'm going to use, and up to that, it won't be any seaweed. So it'll be like super something, right? Okay. And then I also have a grower's kit. The grower's kit is $100. In the grower's kit, you get a quart of the Invisible Gardener Super Seaweed and 5 pounds of the rock dust. It's called a grower's kit. Normally, that's $200 deal. I sell it for $100. Now you can get it for $50 because I didn't take the sale off. So you can get a sale on top of the sale. Then the rock dust is normally $50, but it's $25 for the rock dust. That's 5 pounds. It's an Invisible Gardener special rock dust blend. I talk a lot about rock dust. Very, very important. Okay, and then on top of all this stuff, I have a contest, okay? And the contest is as simple as can be. If you listen to my show, you won already. All you have to do is send me email, andylopez@invisiblegardener.com. Say, I won! And I, you know, you can tell me what show you listen to. That would be great, you know? But you, that's all you have to do is say, I won. And I'll send you back a link saying, yes, you have won. Click here and follow instructions. You get a free lifetime membership. You immediately be able to download my latest book, Don't Panic, It's Organic. And you get the another file that says, read me first, which tells you how to get to the members page, all my stuff. Okay? All right. Okay, so then I went over the podcast scenario. And then let me go ahead and do the normally I would play like some music now. But my PC died, and it's been on the verge for a while. I bought it about 2 years ago, and it's been under a lot of work because I'm a gamer, and I play a lot of games. I believe in balancing my life out with games. See, my games are not like, you know, it's kind of weird because just the other day before the computer died, I was talking to somebody online, and we played together. We've always chatted, right? You know, you chat to each other. So the person says, well, I told him, well, I have a system that you can talk to each other, just like we're doing now. We can talk to each other in the game. So I showed the person how to, my voice here, I hear something? No, it's quiet. Okay. I showed the person how to, I think it's TeamSpeak is what it's called. So they set up, she set up TeamSpeak. And then I said, hi, and that person says,
hi.
And you go, uh-oh. you sound very young, I said, and the person said,
yeah, I'm really young.
I'm going, how old is
I'm 13.
13. Well, that's interesting. And you're playing the game?
Yeah.
And she happens to be really, really, very good. I mean, we play this one game called... it's basically where you go into space. Well, you start on a planet. You have to build a base. You have to work up its resources and eventually build a spaceship. A ship goes out into space. It's all true physics. It deals with physics, actually, the way it works and everything. So you get to build a ship going out into space, and you get to travel from one planet to another planet to another planet. But this person has built some amazing ships. And I'm going, holy cow, that's a really nice ship, which I couldn't build. I'm an engineer. I'm going, how did you do that? And that's why we started talking. And about 5 minutes talking, this, you hear this voice, who is this? And I'm going, who is this? The person says, I'm her mother. Who are you? I go, my name is Captain Crazy. That's the game, my game name. I run this planet. Who are you? And I'm not going to give a name, but her mother. I go,
what are you doing talking to my daughter?
I go, oh, your daughter is talking to me on my planet. And I explain to her that it's just a game, that I run the planet, and that, you know, that's it. And she's okay. We keep an eye on you. And actually, this happened about a month ago, because a couple of weeks ago, she got back on again. I'm talking to her, you know, in the game. Then she goes on and says, "Hi, I'm your mother." And I go, "Oh, hi, nice to meet you. What's happening?" She says, "Listen, I really, really like what you did. My daughter's very happy now. She's not so shy." Because she was like really, she would talk to me about, you know, what's going on. Interestingly enough, I have about 30 different folks through the different systems, because I've learned to communicate myself in different ways. Gaming is one of them. Gaming is a very intense system of communication, instant communication, video, everything. I even started, I'm waiting for my new computer, which is VR. So I'm actually a VR developer. I can talk to you about virtual reality in another show. But anyway, I communicate with them all. One way or another, they find out, how old are you? I go, 60. I'm going to be 69 in February. 69? The oldest one there is 17. And it's like, holy cow, can you even, you know, dial and do everything at the same time and fight off creatures and build massive ships? I'm building this massive planetary-sized ship. It's about the size of a planet. It's called a battle crab. It's in Babylon 5. The battle crab was the aliens that would come in and they would destroy everything. And I call this ship Death. Anyway, okay, so I have no idea what I was talking about. I'm wondering sometimes I wonder, one of the shows, I'm not sure how I'm going to do all these shows and put them together. I was talking to the BBS radio folks guy there about setting up some other shows, and so I kind of like being like a metamorphical show where it's kind of different every show, you know. I could do Don't Panic. Unfortunately, you can't change the title regularly, because it would be cool if like I did a show and then just change the title of it, you know, according to what I was doing that day, because if it changes, it should change too, you know. But you can't do that, so I'm keeping Don't Panic Kiss Forget. That's why I'm thinking of doing another show, because I actually do four or five other shows. Like I said, one is called Audiobooks, where I read my books out. I do a lot of work with deaf and blind people, so the blind people take advantage of the audiobooks. I haven't expanded how to do you know, so they can't hear me, but they can see me, videos, stuff like that. Anyway, I also do a WTF show. It's called What the Frack. If you ever watched Babylon 5, they would say frack a lot. So that has to do with environmental issues. That's an interesting show that basically is done by an alien. His name is Krell, K-R-I-E-L. And he's a good old boy. He brings his family sometimes, or the rest of the guys. For example, he just came recently to Earth on a fishing trip, because they do fishing a lot. And he's talking about, what the heck's going on out here? We can't even eat the fish anymore. The computer says, cannot eat that. You cannot eat that. And he said, the ocean is screwed up. You can't breathe the air. It's a long story, right? So that's all that has to do with environmental issues. And then I have another show, What's in Your Garden, which basically is the show that shows when I'm on as a guest. I put them up there. I have a lot of shows, more shows to put up. If you are do a show, and if you're interested, if you know a radio station that will love me on as a guest, just let me know. I do a lot of guests appearances. And then let's see. So yeah, Okay, so let me talk to you a little bit about mulch, and then we'll take it from there. Remember, if you want to call me and talk to me, feel free to do so. My engineer will, he will have to type it because I don't have my headphones on. He'll say,
yes, somebody on, yeah.
Just type it in, right? Okay, so it's 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831, right? Next year, we're going to have, hopefully I'll be scheduling lots of different people to come on as guests. I've already talked to a lot of people. I tell everybody, just wait until the beginning of the holidays and the fires and all that good stuff, and we'll get started on finding a time slot for folks to come on. I've also make it easy for people to be on as a guest because we can just tape the show, and then I should send the tape up to the engineer, and they can just play the show, or I can just tape play it here if I get it together. Anyway, so here's a question. It says, we always love your advice. I need help on this one. You encourage a mulch over the soil to retain moisture, amongst other things. Here is a dilemma. An agent in my office also volunteers for a fire department near his home in Arizona. He was assigned to the San Diego fire. He experienced several bad situations with mulch igniting and basically acting as kindling. We have mulch everywhere at our home and are thinking of removing it. Wetting it only to quickly dry out in high, dry winds isn't a solution. Should we replace it with some rock like pea gravel or larger? So it's Jack and Christine. Okay, so I talk a lot about mulch. I tell people rock dust, compost, and mulch as a critical way to keep the health of the soil, okay, because I talk everything has to do with the soil. And one of the things about mulching is that you have to understand what type of mulches there are. You have to understand the difference in type of mulch. I'm assuming, Jack and Christine, that what you're talking about mulch are basically either decorative mulch. They're either, you know, reddish in color or some dark color. And they're, you know, they sometimes they come a quarter inch or as large as an inch in size. That's decorative mulch. Another type of mulch is where you could talk to the tree company. You know, they come by and they'll drop off all the stuff that is tree limbs and stuff like that that's been shredded. That's another mulch. And there's another type of mulch. Well, there's still a couple more. There's another type of mulch, for example, where you can use rocks and pebbles and stuff like that as a mulch because it covers it. And yet there's one more type of mulch, which is the type of mulch what I basically talk about when I say rock dust, compost, and mulch. Now, it's a type of mulch that you basically, it's really soil, but it's been amended in such a way that it acts as a mulch. And you have to understand, to me, my definition, you know, a mulch is basically anything you put down on top of the soil to protect the soil. Okay, so basically, this is not really a mulch, but it's basically a soil. It's a soil mixture, because the type of mulch that I recommend is called, especially for where we live here in clay soil land, clay being very alkaline. He said you want the soil to be slightly acidic, so you want to have your mulch to help to bring that level down. So I use azalea gardenia mix. Now, azalea gardenia mix is basically ground up, really finely ground up tree bark and tree parts, right? Mixed in with earthworm castings. Mix the two together. You have this really nice reddish-looking soil mixture, which does not burn. These other things will burn like crazy. Yeah. So yeah, if you put them down, pebble, you know, or if you put down the decorative bark, or if you use, the tree shredding, yeah, that stuff is going to burn because that's all it is wood. Duh, right? So you can't use that if you're living in a fire-prone area. Okay. Your best bet would then be to use the rocks and the pebbles. Okay. But one of the things that, as I said, is that there are different types of mulches, right? So you want to, you know, be aware that if you just started to mulch with pebbles and rocks, that you're not doing very much for the health of the soil, especially if you have trees, okay? Or if you have an area that you need soil in. That type of pebble mulching and stuff like that might be useful in certain areas, especially if fire as a fire barrier. You can make it around the house or around a certain part of the property. But you also have to then remember that you want to mulch and compost in a bunch of different other areas, like around in your garden, around your fruit trees, around your roses, around your flower beds, in your lawns. People say, how do you mulch a lawn? Well, it's not, remember, it's a soil. This is like a soil mixture, and it's called aerating. You aerate the lawn several times a year. There's a device you can take, run up and down. It takes little plugs, takes the plugs out, leaves little plugs in the ground. You then take your compost mixture. Usually that's the best. Or I like the azalea gardenia mix. The only thing I would add to the azalea gardenia mix is blend it equally with a live compost. You get azalea gardenia mix, and you blend it equal amounts of live compost, especially if you're going to be doing aerating the lawn. And that's one of the shows. I'm going to write it down here. Lawn show. Okay. So one of the things you want to, one of the reasons why you want to aerate the lawn, you know, it's, other than getting compost and soil down it, because you have to constantly be adding soil, is to help fertilize it and bring the bacteria and the microbe back to life. So one of the things you want to do is use live compost. By live compost, we mean compost that is rich in the proper microbial life that you need to put back in the soil, because we're constantly destroying the soil, right? Get it? Okay. So when you do that, when you blend the earthworm castings and azalea gardenia mix and your compost together, you have the proper microbial life, then it's useful to add a good organic lawn fertilizer. Good organic lawn fertilizer, not a chemical lawn fertilizer. An organic lawn fertilizer will be something like maybe if it's, it may have a 5 or 6% nitrogen, maybe, because the highest in organic is like 9% nitrogen. And a good organic lawn fertilizer would be a 5-4-4-4-4-5-2-9-2-2. Anyway, instead of the three numbers, it will have tons of numbers because it has a variety of different trace minerals in it. Okay. And if you do that several times a year, your lawn will have deeper root systems and healthier. One of the things I was going to talk a little bit about today was, if you're watering, it's actually a statement. If you're watering your lawn and you think that it's also watering your trees are going to die. Oh, I don't see anything here. Okay. Right. See, so you want to be top dressing your property on a regular basis with a live compost. Okay, you want to be doing that in, like I said before, under your roses, in your garden, around your fruit trees, especially in your lawn, your flower beds. Right, these are things that need soil. Your whole property needs soil, so you can't just say, okay, I'm not going to pay attention to any this part of the property. I'm just going to cover it with rocks and leave it alone. What will happen is that it won't get the proper care, and it's going to turn into solid rocks. Nothing will grow there, and eventually you'll have a hard time on your rest of your property. So ideal scenario is to take care of the whole property as a whole, as to actually incorporate soil. And you have to learn how to deal with your angle, lots of different things you have to take into account. But you have to be bringing in soil on a regular basis to build up all around, because the soil doesn't burn. Okay? And it's also, too, very important to do that, because then you're also helping it with the climate change that's going on. Help it to go through the different changes that's going on from the weather changes. Okay? One of the things I always like to tell people is you can also do a living mulch. So instead of using the pebbles and the rocks, you can grow a living mulch. There are lots of different really cool living mulches you can do, because they provide water to this, you know, they provide moisture, they'll hold the soil together, keep the soil alive, and protect the soil at the same time. So one of my favorites is called Carapia. You might want to check it out. It's a native grass for California, so it's called Carapia. So if you live here in the Southern California area along the coast, you might as well try this, because this will use 60% less water. Okay, there are other different types of grasses you can use, native grasses you can use, like buffalo grass, another one called Nomo, and of course, lots of different types of herbs and stuff that you can grow as well. One of the things you want to do is you when you're doing the mulching, you want to, the fire department says not to do more than 4 inches of mulch. That's because they're talking about this type of burns. But if the fire department would be a little bit more clear in telling people, look, there are different types of mulches. Some type, this is not really a mulch, it's a soil amendment. So maybe I should start telling people, do rock dust, compost, and soil amendment, because the compost is soil amendment. So I would have to say compost slash. And say the gadina mix is, you know, that's what it is, slash. So maybe I would say compost slash acetic gardenia mix instead of calling it a mulch, because people are getting really confused about the whole mulching thing, right? Anyway, so I think we still got a few minutes left, about 10 minutes left or so. So that's, you know, that's part of my show for today in terms of the question, mulch question, helping. I hope this answers your question a little bit as to what you should be doing. If you don't pay attention to the weight to your property, you're going to have more and more problems with the drought and water. So you don't want to lose your plants. So you want to, you know, learn how to do a drip system, right? So that you can have slower, deeper watering. It's very wrong to have overhead watering. You'll lose 75% of that water will go up into the air. So you want to keep the water below ground. My favorite things to do is to, there was a book called Lazy Man's Guide. Well, there's two of them, Lazy Man's Guide to Enlightenment. That's a good one. And Lazy Man's Guide to Gardening. And the basic is a lady who wrote the lazy, it should have been Lazy Person's Guide to Gardening. Cause she's she's not a man. She's a woman. Lazy Woman's Guide. No, I guess that doesn't make sense. Okay. Anyway, that was the name of the book, Lazy Man's Guide to Gardening. And basically what that person did was he buried everything. And so he would, you have the raised beds, you have drip systems, and the mulch, everything would get covered. So he would take a rug, put it down, or a cardboard and put it down. And he would layer it with different things. She would put a little bit of compost and put the rug down, cover that again, and then cover that with mulch and straws. Eventually she just built up, and the water was always buried. She would make a line. She would put the drip line inside a PVC line, little holes in the drip and the PVC lines, and it would be buried. And I learned quickly from that if you have your water buried in the ground, you're not going to lose that 75% evaporation. Therefore, you need 75% less watering for your root systems, to trees to be happy. But with the temperature and everything going on top, they will bake and burn. So you have to learn how to bring your trees and plants back from the heat. But at least you're not going to get destroyed. Your soil is not going to get destroyed. So you got to get the water down below ground, cover everything below ground, learn to do the composting process, how to make compost, learn how to grow earthworms. You can have your own factory of earthworm castings, right? And then you need to also learn how to do foliar sprays. We talked a lot about recently, last show, how to make your own tea, how to make compost tea. Very important, compost tea, if you made right. Earthworm casting tea is very important too. If you learn how, you need to learn how to make it. Learning how to do the foliar spraying is a key factor in keeping all your plants alive and healthy, especially if you're still in the process of getting their soil together and their root systems together. That takes a long time. When people call me saying, I need your help, I go look at the thing. I said, well, this is going to take a while, because remember, you took a long time to get here, and now overnight is this soil going to change? The person who called last time, by the way, was my friend Sam. Hey, Sam. And he was trying to, you know, be nice and be a different caller, not tell people he was my friend. But yeah, he should have just called and said, this is my problem. But I don't mention last names anyway, so it's first names, you know. But and it's true, his parents did not take care of his trees. Their trees properly. They just watered the lawn. So the soil underneath baked up, and then the root system's like, the tree's in the root system, but the lawn looks good. Another customer, same thing. They called me up. What's going on in this tree? Well, your lawn looks like it's getting watered every day, but the trees are not, because the root systems, the water's not going down below, and the tree is dying from lack of air, lack of water, lack of nutrients in the root systems, in the ground. So you have to learn how to do the water thing slowly. So the water gets down low. You have to learn what's the difference between watering and overwatering, okay? Because 99% of the times when people call me, well, I was going to say it's lack of overwatering. But now it's either overwatering or underwatering. They don't know when something's dying from not getting enough water. They don't know when something's dying when it's getting too much water. So it all goes back to water. Which basically really comes back to nutrition. Either way, it's nutrition, because if you do overwatering, you have water soaked soil, which is bad, kills the nutrition, right? Kills the bacteria, so forth. Or underwatering, which means it's too dry, the soil is dead, natural microbial life is not there. Either way, your plants are not getting the nutrition they need. Always comes down to nutrition. It always comes out to nutrition. It's like in your body. Sooner or later, you stop eating, you're in trouble. If you eat the wrong stuff, you're in trouble, right? If you don't have a way to process the stuff you eat and get the minerals and what you need, you're in trouble. Same thing with the plants, you see? So it always comes down to trace minerals. How do we get our trace minerals? If we don't get all the proper trace minerals, some problem's going to be happening down the road. See what I'm saying? All right. I think I got five or so more minutes. Okay, so, and I'm here to help you, you know, that's what I'm here for. There's lots of different things you can do, right? Yeah, look at that. Somebody put my gift from above one up there. That's cool, I guess. Yeah, you put my show up there. That's very nice, I think. I don't know if you did that. Okay, anyway, 2 minutes left, right? So, this is Andy Lopez. By the way, I was going to do the show today as EcoCat. I have an EcoCat show up there. I'm getting ready. I'm looking into what type of drone to get. So I'm going to be doing my Invisible Gardener TV show through my drone. The EcoCat, I'm also starting gearing up again to do a new series of EcoCat shows. I had Eco Dragon, but Eco Dragon ate most of my EcoCats. I know it's disgusting. He came on, he says ate half the group. So they don't want him on anymore. So I have a couple of cats up there and have Equal Dog. But Andy Equal Cat is in charge of everything. He'll be on first week in January. I'm not sure what he's going to be talking about, but he's pretty much does what we talk about here, but you get to see a visual of him, Andy Equal Cat. And as I said, Visible Gardener TV is up there. It's a live cam, you know, kind of thing. I have a drone that will take video and everything on what I'm doing. And I was also be able to go up into the trees and see what's going on with the trees. We're doing another show called It's the Trees. So I'll be talking nothing about trees. Another show coming up is on roses, right? Then we have one called Tomato. I was going to call it Tomato Mania, but the folks in Huntington Gardens are doing that. So I was just going to call it Tomato, right? On Tomato, I have another show that's coming up called What's in Your Garden, okay? And these are the titles of the shows that gives you some idea of what we're doing. If you want to be a guest on my show, all you got to do is say Andy Lopez, email Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. Am I? Nope, not yet. Right, and Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Give me a website. I'll look for you. So thank you very much for listening to my show. My new book, Don't Panic, It's Organic, is out. The PDF version of it is. So you can get that now. And you can get it free. All you got to do is just say, I won, by listening, because you listen to my show. Hey, I listen to your show. You say, mention I won, and I will email you back. Easiest way is to go to, easiest way is Andy Lopez, InvisibleGardener.com. My preference would be you go to InvisibleGardener.com, click on the newsletter, sign up to receive the newsletter. That will automatically, make sure you check on contest. That will automatically enter in the contest. Automatically, you're going to get an email back saying you have won, right? That would be the automatic way to do it, which would be really cool, because in case a lot of people do it, I don't have to do it. But manually, I don't mind sending you an email. As a matter of fact, I prefer if you go to InvisibleGardener.com, click on the newsletter, and in the newsletter, you say, Andy, I won. But type in, you know, when you do the newsletter, there should be a box that says contest, right? Okay, that way you'll get the future contest, because there are lots of other contests we have. A giveaway. I have some t-shirts that I'm getting ready to give away. Don't Panic, It's Organic t-shirts. Once the book gets printed, That's coming up in January, February, March, something like that. The printed version of it. I'm gonna start giving the book away. I give away Super Seaweed. I give away Rock Dust. In the contest, you have to enter the contest for each separate one. Right now, if you're a member, you can enter the contest, and you're gonna either get a Rock Dust or a Super Seaweed. It depends what the contest is going on. You just, you know, as a matter of fact, January is going to be the Growers Kit. So any member that asks me a question will get the Growers Kit. It's Invisible Gardener's Growers Kit. Comes with a quarter of Super Seaweed and 5 pounds of Rock Dust. So thank you very much. I will be back on, I think, during the, I'm not sure about Christmas, but I'll find out. The engineer will tell me if we're going to be on that weekend or not, because Christmas is Monday. So I guess we'll be on the day before Christmas. And then, of course, I don't think New Year's is going to interfere. So I think we're just going to keep right on going through it. And then hopefully next show I have my computer on, which I can do some of my music. And then starting in January, I might just do an entirely new music show. So we'll see what happens, okay? So thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, everybody. I don't hear the 30-second sink, but, you know, 30 seconds takes a long time when you're waiting for it. It's like the pot boiling kind of thing.
Thank you for listening to Don't Panic, It's Organic. See you next Saturday.